The true story of Snow White. I know you've heard many stories about Snow White. Some of them you think are true. Some of them hold many grains of truth. But we demons know the actual truth. And for now, I will tell you what actually happened. Once upon a time, a vampire princess named Snow White lived in a castle with her father, the king, and her stepmother, the queen. She was originally human, but had been turned by a curse some years earlier. And while she tried very hard to be fair and good as she was raised, her vampiric nature often betrayed her, and she often had to use her charms and powers to cover her tracks. Because, vampires are not looked kindly upon in more delicate human company, after all. The queen, Snow White's stepmother, was no exception to the princess's charms, and up to her 18th birthday, was none the wiser. However, this day, she was worried about the safety of the kingdom, and the celebration, so she went to her magic mirror. "Mirror, mirror, on the wall," said the queen, "what is the biggest threat to us all?" "Snow White is the biggest threat of them all," said the magic mirror. "What?" yelled the queen. "That's impossible. The princess would never hurt a fly. Everyone knows that. What could be more harmless than her?" "Snow White is the biggest threat of them all," repeated the magic mirror. And this time it showed her a gruesome vision of Snow White drinking from the neck of one of the servants. "What do you know? You're just a mirror," roared the queen, and she stormed off. Still, the queen was bothered. So bothered was she that the queen decided to be rid of the girl once and for all. After all, if it were true and it were come to light that she did nothing, it would be her head rather than Snow White's. "I cannot wait another day," she declared. The queen called for her most trusted servant, a huntsman. "Find a reason to take Snow White deep into the woods," she said, pointing her long finger at the servant. "Then slay her. She is a dire threat to this kingdom and must die." The huntsman was shocked, but she was the queen, and what could he do? The next evening, he took Snow White deep into the woods. As he drew his knife to slay her, Snow White heard this and turned around, flashing him a perfect smile with her ruby red lips. Her pale skin almost glowed in the fading light, and her eyes almost seemed to grow crimson. "Look," she said, taking something out of her pocket. "You have always been good to me." She held in front of him 6 perfect arrowheads that she had carefully shaped. "Do you like them?" she said, They are for you. Snow White, said the huntsman, I cannot do this. Please, take these, said Snow White. That's not what I mean, said the servant. He dropped to his knees. How can I say this to you? The queen, your stepmother, ordered me to kill you, he said. But I just cannot. She did what? Snow White called out with alarm. Instantly she knew that her stepmother had found out her secret. You must run away, said the huntsman, far into the woods, now, and never come back to the castle. Snow White turned and ran into the woods as fast as she could, fearful of her life. Deeper and deeper she ran. It was now very dark, and the wolves were starting to howl. Though it was so dark, she could see as easily if it were the middle of day, and was able to avoid the tree roots and branches that seemed to reach out to grab her. Soon, though, without the safety of the castle walls, she was very scared indeed, for she knew that soon the sun would rise, and with it, her death. Yet she ran on and on, hoping to find a safe place. Then, all of a sudden, far away, there was a light. Who could be living so deep in the woods? She stepped up closer. It was a cottage, yet no sound came from the cottage, only light from the windows. Hello, she said, knocking softly on the door. Hello? No answer. The door was a little bit open. She opened it some more and stepped in. Hello? Is anyone home? She looked around. What a mess. She had never seen a messier living room. This cottage may be the biggest mess I ever saw, she thought. But it's a roof over my head and shelter from the sun. Maybe if I clean up around here, sleep. As she cleaned, she thought of someone she already missed. Before her father had remarried, she and a prince who lived in the next kingdom were getting to know each other. They would take long, moonlit walks in the royal garden and tell each other stories and laugh. After the queen had moved into the castle, her stepmother had made a new rule: no more visitors. Now the prince had to slip over the palace gate in secret. He would call out to her from under her window, and they could talk a bit that way. It wasn't as good as the long walks, but it was the best they could manage. Now that she had to run away from home, would she ever see him again? After Snow White cleaned up the living room, she went upstairs. On the second floor, there were seven little beds lined up in a row, as if for children. Tired from cleaning, Snow White yawned and lay across all seven of the beds. Soon, she fell fast asleep. In the meantime, the seven dwarves that lived there were heading home from a long day of working in the jewel mines. When they opened the door, you can imagine their surprise when they saw their cottage all cleaned up. What kind of magic is this? Said one of the dwarves, whose name was Doc. I wouldn't mind more magic like this, said another of the dwarves with a smile. His name was Dopey. We'd better check upstairs, said another dwarf, whose name was Grumpy. Something is fishy around here, that's for sure. And when they went upstairs, there, lying across all their beds, was a pale young lady, fast asleep. Who are you? Said all the dwarves at once. Snow White bolted awake. The seven dwarves could tell she was as surprised as they were. Soon they all relaxed and shared their stories. Snow White learned their names. Bashful, Duck, Dopey, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, and Sneezy. She told them all about her stepmother, that her stepmother had tried to get the huntsman to kill her, that the huntsman had set her free in the woods, and that she could never go back home again. But she left out the bit about her being a vampire, just that she had a slight allergic reaction to a few things like the sun, due to her upbringing. Stay here with us, said Bashful. That's very sweet of you, said Snow White. But if I were to stay here at your home, I would have to do something for all of you. You already cleaned up our place, said Sneezy. Keeping the house clean will be easy, said Snow White. As long as we all pitch in, I will let everyone know what part they can do, and I will do my share too, of course. That's fair, said Happy. But there must be something else I can do for you, said Snow White. The seven dwarves shrugged. Do you know how to read? Said Doc. We have these books filled with wonderful tales and would love to be able to read them. And so it was agreed that Snow White would give them reading lessons. To celebrate their new friendship, Snow White and the seven dwarves sang and danced the night away. The next morning, before they left for work, the seven dwarves warned Snow White she must not open the door for anyone. After all, who knows what evil her stepmother might do? The princess nodded in agreement, and the dwarves left the house. The princess prepared her first reading lesson. She also did her best to prepare a good hot meal for the seven dwarves when they returned home that night. After all, as a vampire and a princess, she had never cooked before, nor did she have a taste for food. And so the days passed. Back at the castle, the queen marched up to the mirror. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, she demanded. What is the biggest threat to us all? Snow White is the biggest threat to us all, said the magic mirror. That's impossible, screamed the queen. The girl is no longer alive. Snow White lives, said the magic mirror, and an image was shown on the mirror of Snow White living in the cottage of the seven dwarves. The queen turned red with rage. She screamed. She will not get away with this. At the cottage of the dwarves the next evening, when the 7 dwarves were away at work, there was a knock on the door. "Who is it?" said Snow White. She remembered the warning of the 7 dwarves not to open the door to anyone. "It's only a poor old woman," came a squeaky voice, "selling apples." Yet it was the queen, disguised as an old woman. "It's raining out here, my dear," said her voice through the door. "Please, let me in." "Poor thing," thought Snow White, "having to go door to door selling apples in the rain." And so she opened the door. "Take a look at this big red apple," said the old woman, who, as you know by now, was really the queen in disguise. She held the red apple close to Snow White's face. "Lovely, my dear, isn't it? I would very much like to buy your apple," said Snow White, "but I have no money." "That fine comb in your hair will make a good trade," said the old woman. "Well, all right then," said Snow White. She took the comb out of her hair and gave it to the old woman, who then gave her the apple. "Go ahead and take a bite and tell me what you think, dear," the old woman said, tucking the comb away carefully. Nodding and staring at the apple for a moment, Snow White took a big bite. Normal food would not agree with her, but she did not want to be rude. Alas, the fruit was poisoned with a potent anti-vampire poison. At once, Snow White fell to the ground in a deep, deathly sleep. "Yes!" shouted the queen, scurrying out of the house quickly, back out into the storm from whence she came. Just then the door flew open. In marched the 7 dwarves, home from the day's work. Shocked indeed they were to find Snow White lying on the floor in a deathly state, the poison apple still gripped firmly in her hand. But there was nothing to help poor Snow White. She stayed absolutely still in her deep sleep, and the 7 dwarves gently lifted her into a glass coffin. Day and night they kept watch over her. One day, the prince happened to pass through. Ever since he had learned that Snow White was missing at the castle, he was searching for her far and wide. Now he had finally found her, but in such a state. The prince pulled open the glass coffin. Her face seemed so fresh, even in that deep sleep, and it seemed he knew why, for he too was a vampire. Instantly, he knew just what to do to help poor Snow White. He gently took one of Snow White's hands in his own, leaned in, and bit Snow White on the neck. He then bit his own wrist and dribbled a few drops of his own blood across her ruby red lips. At once, as if by magic, Snow White's eyes snapped wide open. With love's vampiric first kiss, the queen's vampiric poison was forever gone. Now, nothing stood in the way for Snow White and the prince to be together forever. They returned to the castle, took it over from her father and stepmother, and they lived happily ever after, forever, ruling fairly in twilight. But dear listener, that is a tale for another evening. Thank you for listening.